The numbers we've seen are quite unprecedented. And for us as a commission, this gives us a sense of pride because we look at the total number of registered voters that is slightly above 7 million. And we look at the queues that we've experienced on poll day, and we have nothing but a sense of pride in the fact that the voters turned out in numbers is equally one of the things that we're acknowledging and are grateful for, because one of the benchmarks and KPIs that we have is the voter turnout. So we look forward to seeing what the overall picture will look like when we start comparing it to the overall figure of slightly over 7 million registered voters in the country.
Patricia, a lot of people were expressing concern about possible violence or clashes. In Lusaka, the polling stations that I visited, everything was smooth. Tell me about the reports you got from other parts of the country about how Zambians comported themselves in deciding to choose who their next leaders will be.
It's quite interesting, really, that despite most of the country being peaceful, we have received reports of violence, specifically in the southern province of Zambia, as well as northwestern province. And unfortunately for northwestern province, we have recorded a death. This, we are working closely with Zambia police to establish what happened. And because it's a criminal nature, we'll have to have Zambia police deal with it holistically. We are interested parties as Electoral Commission of Zambia, because the killing of that individual has happened during an election activity, which we have a mandate over. Hence the collaboration with the Zambia police to establish facts on the ground. And appropriate action will be taken against those that will be found to have committed this act. However, we just want to thank most of the Zambians that have conducted themselves peacefully.
What is the Electoral Commission telling Zambians about when the results will be collated and how or when they will know who their next leaders will be? How long will it take? I know it's 72 hours, but what are you looking at practically?
So you rightly said we are looking at 72 hours from the close of the last polling station. When we say the close of the last polling station, it simply means just that. Earlier on, we spoke to the fact that people are still voting, and we cannot start counting the votes whilst others are voting. For obvious reasons, this can influence their voting pattern as well as their decision. So we have to leave a level playing field across so that we provide that environment where everybody has to vote in an impartial manner. And so we still stick to the 72 hours from the close of the last polling station. I want to just indicate to you that we have information being collected from across the country, giving us the data, which is giving us an overview of what is coming in. And this data, once it's provided into the system, is real time. So we'll be able to know where we are standing.
Did the voter biometric system that the Electoral Commission of Zambia introduced work to your satisfaction?
You will not believe that we were receiving calls from people saying this system has really worked. And remember, we have said, and we've been very consistent, that this was going to be positions in polling station with high voter turnout. It was very easy for people to be identified and to move in the queue. There were other polling stations, and I received calls from certain stakeholders that were even indicating if there was a possibility of us extending this device to those polling stations.
What is the message of the Electoral Commission of Zambia to the people who went to the polls, to the country as a whole, and to the contestants?
I think starting with the voters, we're really proud of them. We are grateful for that gesture. We acknowledge their patience because, look, people have been standing in queues almost the whole day. Their patience is so unmatched as things stand. And we are proud that they have gone out to exercise their right to vote, and they've exercised a choice of their own. And so we look forward to an outcome which, in this environment, has to be a favorable environment and something that the Zambians will be proud about, because they're the ones that are determining what we are administering as the Electoral Commission of Zambia. To the candidates, patience is what we're asking for from them. I know there are quite a lot of anxieties, especially that we haven't even started counting